Now, he has this incident here. We have it in Matthew. In Matthew, it brings out the notion of the unpardonable sin, so-called. There is no unpardonable sin today. But if you'll notice, but he was casting out a demon. It was dumb. Came to pass when the demon was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. Some of them said, he casteth out demons through Beelzebub, the chief of the demons. And others tempting him sought of him a sign from heaven. And he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out demons through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out demons, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. That is, it's among them in the presence of the person of the king who had the credentials of the king. Then he gives this, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. And that's a very important verse for this nation that we live in. There are those that want to disarm us today. There are ones that, and you need to look very carefully at these people today that don't want us to have an army, or the atom bomb, and want us to get rid of all the gases. Of course these things are terrible, the gases and the bombs. But you see, a strong man armed keepeth his palace. There are wicked men abroad. Here it was Beelzebub, Satan abroad. The enemy, and as long as there's an enemy, and this nation has an enemy, as long as there is, we do well to be armed. I wish we didn't have to be. I never cared about wearing a uniform. I never liked it. Tell the truth, I hated a uniform. But I tell you, there is a period in your life when you need to wear one for the sake of your country. I disagree with the philosophy of the present hour today, because a strong man armed keepeth his palace, and his goods are in peace. We had a great deal of discussion whether a man should have a gun in his home. I say he should have. A strong man armed keepeth his house. If the enemy knows that he can't cross the threshold of my home and hurt my loved one without paying a terrible price for it, he won't come over the threshold. I'd like for him to know it, too. Then you have the worthlessness here of so-called self-reformation. We've had that before in Matthew, the unclean spirit that went out of a man, and the man was empty. The haunted house. That's the condition of a lot of these people today that think they lead a good life. They're just like a haunted house. And then he tells them about the sign of the prophet Jonah. That was the sign for the day in which he was. And that sign was resurrection, of course, for that's what that teaches. Then we have that which we've had before in both Matthew and Mark, the parable of the lighted candle, and I'll not even deal with it in this study. And he denounces woes again upon the Pharisees. We had those in Matthew, the 23rd chapter. And now the Lord denounces woes upon the lawyers. He was hard on the lawyers, was he not? And so we have that. And that closes this chapter here. Verse 45, then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying, thou reproachest us also. And he said, woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. You know, it's one thing to tell somebody else what to do. It's another thing to do it yourself. That's a thing that we preachers have to be so careful about, is to make sure we're not preaching something that is not a part of our own experience. And that is what our Lord is talking about here.